The seventh day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of Saint Shenouda, the Archimandrite. It was on this day that Saint Shenouda, also called Shenute, the desert father and anchorite, which is a religious hermit, passed away. He was born in the city of Shanawil, and his father was a farmer who also had a large flock of sheep. As Shenouda grew up, his father entrusted the care of sheep to him. Young Shenouda tended to the sheep with great care, but when it came to himself, Shenouda preferred to lead a very spare, ascetic life of fasting and praying. Once his father took him to his uncle, Anba Bigol, to bless him, but surprisingly, the holy man took the boy's hands and placed them atop his own head and said, "You bless me, my child, for you will be a father for many peoples." His father realized it was God's will for the boy to stay with his uncle and left young Shenouda to begin his life in devotion to God. One day, a voice was heard from heaven saying, "Shenouda has become the Archimandrite, which is the head of a monastery or the senior priest at a monastery." And sure enough, this is what had happened. Shenouda had so proven himself in his ascetic manner and complete devotion to God that when Anba Bigol passed away, Shenouda became the leader of the monastery. He followed the monastic communal rules that were written by Saint Pachomius and added a pledge of purity that a monk had to sign before joining the monastery. The number of monks at his monastery reached 1,800, and the monastery still stands with its church near the city of Sohag. Anba Shenouda built another monastery which held close to 2,200 monks, which is still also standing and is known as the Monastery of Anba Shenouda. Anba Shenouda became a shining light to all the world with his insightful sermons and his writings that describe how everyone could lead holier lives, the monks, the church hierarchy, even regular men and women. God worked many wonders through Saint Shenouda. Once an army commander asked Shenouda to lend him his belt to wear during a war so that God might make him victorious. The saint gave it to the commander, and his army won the battle against his enemies. In the year 431 AD, Shenouda attended the council of 200 bishops at Ephesus with Pope Kyrillos, the 24th pope, and admonished Nestorius the heretic. He befriended Saint Thomas, a very pure and holy hermit who lived in the mountains nearby and who told Saint Shenouda that they would die within 3 days of each other. This eventually came to pass. Just before Saint Shenouda passed away, he asked his disciples to support him so that he could worship the Lord one more time in this life before going to the shining kingdom of heaven to start his eternal life with God. He is still mentioned in the liturgy of Saint Basil. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, we also commemorate the martyrdom of Saint Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch in Rome. It was on this day that Saint Ignatius was martyred in Rome in the year 107 AD. Ignatius had been a disciple of Saint John the Beloved and later became the Bishop of Antioch, which is in Syria, having succeeded the position from Saint Peter the Apostle in the year 69 AD. When Emperor Trajan was traveling through that region, he heard that Ignatius had converted many people to Christianity through his teachings, and he summoned the bishop to appear before him. The emperor tried to dissuade Ignatius away from Christianity and to worship the Roman gods, such as Jupiter and Hercules. But the bishop refused, trying vainly to get the emperor to open his heart to the true faith. Instead, the emperor became very angry and ordered that this great holy man be tied up, sent to Rome, and thrown to the wild animals in the Colosseum. Ignatius responded by kissing the ties around his hands that would bring about his receiving the crown of martyrdom. Many believers tried to save him by paying bribes to the soldiers, but Ignatius refused to go free, since he greatly desired the honor of giving his life for the name of Jesus Christ. Trying to persuade his friends not to stop his execution, he wrote a letter to the Christians of Rome, saying, "I am afraid that your love may be harmful. If you wish to prevent my death, that will not be difficult for you. But allow me to be slaughtered wherever the altar has been prepared. I am wheat that must be ground to make bread, to be offered to Jesus Christ. Whenever the people will not behold me anymore, I will be beholding our Lord Jesus Christ." As he was being escorted to Rome for his execution, Saint Ignatius wrote many letters to his followers. These letters have become famous for their faith and encouragement. Saint Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch, was taken to the Roman Colosseum, where, in front of thousands of cheering pagan Romans, he was thrown to the lions. One of the lions grabbed him and quickly broke his neck, giving him a fairly easy death. When the horrible spectacle was finished, some of his followers came and carried his body with great honor back to Antioch. Centuries later, when Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire and Rome became a great religious center, the remains of this great man were brought back to Rome with much honor, and to this day rest in a great cathedral there. And until this day, every patriarch of Antioch carries the name Ignatius before his own name in honor of this great church father. A man of astounding courage and conviction, the devotion of Saint Ignatius to his beloved Jesus Christ echoes down through the ages and won him the crown of martyrdom for all eternity. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.